Hi, Sean.
Hi, Steve. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Steve, thanks for checking in. I know the big thing we need to talk about today is this tour that was announced. Amazing. Generation X, A Night of Guitars. Your lineup is really just crazy. Zach Wilde's on that. Yngwie Malmsteen, Nuno Bettencourt. Tell me about Tosin Abasi, though. That's maybe a name not everybody's totally familiar with.
Yeah, Tosin, you know, in any genre, there's always some kind of evolution. And in metal, there's this whole kind of underground movement that's been happening over the last 5-10 years. One of the nicknames for it is like djent, you know, which is these very tuned down 7-8-string guitars. And, you know, they create this sound that's by mixing rhythmic components and melodic components that's just completely unique. And Tosin is the leader. His band is Animals as Leaders. And I first heard his first record years ago when it came out. And I was stunned, you know, just at first of all, his ability on the instrument itself. It's fascinating player. He has such immense technical control that it's a wonder, you know. But different than a lot of the other folks in his genre, Tosin's music is there's a harmonic and a melodic atmosphere to it that's just different, you know. That's much richer in a sense, you know. It's got all the heavy stuff, and the complexity of his music is just intense. But still, there's this wonderful kind of cohesive melodic overtone to it. So many of those underground players know Tosin, and the ones who don't, that are going to get a dose of it at this show, I think are going to be surprised and delighted. The colors that he adds to this show are going to be really vibrant.
And that's what's really cool about the lineup. There's a little bit of something for everyone, or I could say a whole lot of something for everyone.
Yeah, there'll be a whole lot.
Well, your Full Metal lineup, obviously, between, you know, you, Zach, and Yngwie, but then you bring in Nuno Bettencourt, and now what you're saying with the sort of technology of Tosin, it really sounds like a good mix.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I love the guitar. I've always loved it. I love going to shows, seeing people play the heck out of their instrument who've made great contributions, and these guys are all just marvels, you know, every one of them. I mean, we all know Yngwie's contribution is just in the realm of virtuosic guitar playing. His contribution is historical. And Zach is, you know, Zach is just Zach, man. He's just incredible, amazing guy, ferocious player. And Nuno is a formidable player. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, relatively underrated in the, you know, in the actual guitar technique department. He's got it all, though. You know, he can sing, he can play, he can really play, and he's just got such a great presence and all. And then, you know, for those who are interested in quirky, bizarre, you know, there's me.
You know, this is sort of highlighting everything that's so great about the electric guitar. Am I right?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I believe so, because you get to see, I mean, that, you know, that obviously primarily each guy will be doing a set of his own music, and, you know, will be joined here and there by some of the other guys. And then there's times where we come together and play three of us, four of us, and all five of us. And I think that one of the real takeaway moments of this show for anybody that sees it is going to be how five guys who play wild electric guitar can come together to create some pieces that are unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before, because there's an ensemble mentality there. You know, we all individually contribute a particular way, but when we breathe together with the notes, something's going to happen that I think is going to be really special.
In my house, I have two guitarists, right? My son, my husband, and they're guitar worshipers, and they have their guitar heroes.
Well, I'm sorry
about that. And I do too. But for maybe that husband or wife out there who's not exactly that full-blown guitar worshiper, what can the average rocker get out of this show?
Well, a night out with a friend.
Well, yeah.
That's good. That's always good.
You know, absolutely.
You're accompanying your husband, you know, and that's good. And your kids, and that's that's fun. But if you're at, if somebody's sitting on the fence because they're not sure if they would enjoy something like this, it's very rare, I believe. I try to say this from a non-pretentious point of view. It would be very rare to get these kinds of players who have accomplished so much on the instrument in one room on one stage, and being able to see them and feel what their contribution is, both individually and collectively. That's what you're not, you're just, it's haven't been, I haven't seen that yet. You know, I've done G3 tours and I love the G3 tours, but that's primarily three guys that, you know, do a band set and then jam at the end. And that's, it's lovely. The concept here is different in that there's one backing band and the players come and go and come and go and then play collectively, you know, defined things, as opposed to, okay, now it's your turn solo. And then, so it's a high energy night of a lot of really cool rock guitar playing. And there's some nice delicate moments too.
Oh, delicate. That's good. So
yeah,
that's
sure.
That's the makeout time on the date night right there. I won't lie. I maybe have made out to Steve Vai and to Yngwie, possibly. And for sure, any of Nuno's music, for sure.
Thanks.
No,
well, Nuno's music is very, very accessible.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people know maybe one thing, and that's Extreme, obviously, but he's just had his hands in, you know, a lot of different artists' music, and, you know, you will know it if you just kind of dive in there a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, he's toured with Rihanna not too long ago for a while, too, and, you know, he's just a great contributor. He knows how to bring what he does to any situation and make it work.
Denver is going to be lit up April 13th at the Paramount. That's where the whole show is going down. Tickets are on sale right now at kilo943.com. Generation X, A Night of Guitars. I'm excited to go. I'm excited for this show, Steve. I've never seen you live. I'm a bit freaking out about it.
Well, you just calm yourself and get ready.
Okay. All right. I will. Thank you so much for checking in, Steve.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.